In a world drowning in productivity apps and digital planners, a simple notebook system has sparked a quiet revolution.
The bullet journal method has grown from one man's personal solution for managing attention deficit disorder into a global phenomenon with over 5 million practitioners in 160 countries.
Unlike rigid planners or complicated apps, the bullet journal's genius lies in its flexibility, allowing each person to create exactly what they need.
But what makes this analog system so powerful in our digital age?
The answer lies in how it weaves together productivity, mindfulness, and intentionality into a framework that creates an offline sanctuary where we can process and focus.
The neurological benefits are significant too.
When we write by hand, our minds engage with the present moment in ways typing cannot.
College students taking handwritten notes consistently outperform those typing, retaining information longer after exams.
This advantage stems from handwriting's supposed weakness, inefficiency.
Unable to transcribe verbatim, we must listen more attentively, process information, and distill it in our own words, creating deeper neural connections and better retention.
The bullet journal functions as a flexible, modular system, like Lego pieces that snap together to create exactly what you need. At its heart lies rapid logging, a streamlined language that captures thoughts as living lists using simple symbols, dots for tasks, circles for events, and dashes for notes. These building blocks form four core collections. The daily log captures thoughts in real time. The monthly log provides a bird's eye view. The future log stores entries beyond the current month. And the index functions as a roadmap to locate your thoughts. Migration, the deliberate process of transferring content by rewriting it, reveals the system's true power. This act forces you to evaluate each item's importance. If something isn't worth the seconds to rewrite, is it worth doing at all? At month's end, review incomplete tasks, questioning why each remains unfinished. Strike out irrelevant tasks and celebrate reclaimed time. Migrate forward what remains valuable. This process prevents autopilot operation and accumulation of empty responsibilities. As Peter Drucker noted, there is nothing quite so useless as doing with great efficiency something that should not be done at all. The yearly notebook migration creates a natural milestone for reflection, with each completed journal becoming another volume in your life story, the next one representing the life you want to live.
We often pursue goals without understanding our true motivations, climbing the wrong mountains while distracted by aspirational media. This leads to regret. As palliative care nurse Bronnie Ware discovered, people's top deathbed regret is not staying true to themselves. The bullet journal method functions as a living autobiography that helps clarify what life's rush obscures. By tracking decisions and actions, you deepen self-awareness and learn to distinguish the meaningful from the meaningless. Carol explains how pleasure, once practical for survival, has become a marketed commodity substituting for happiness. Due to hedonic adaptation, even pleasurable experiences quickly become the boring new normal. Rather than pursuing happiness directly, focus on meaningful activities that lead to well-being as a byproduct. To explore this, try the Tale of Two Lives exercise. Imagine two paths, the comfortable path and the path of growth. Write your obituary for each path, then write yourself a letter about your realizations. This exercise helps identify goals that provide structure, direction, and purpose when set with intention.
Change is critical to growth, but large changes trigger fear responses that lead to inaction. The Japanese concept of Kaizen, continual improvement, offers a more sustainable approach through incremental improvements. Consider three yoga enthusiasts with desk jobs. Karen and Rachel quit their jobs impulsively to teach yoga abroad and return disappointed, while Lee succeeded by starting small, teaching one class weekly while maintaining her job, gradually transitioning as she discovered what worked. By addressing one small problem at a time, we affect massive change without overwhelming ourselves. When stuck, ask, "What small step can I take now?" For problem solving, ask, "What exactly didn't work? Why? And what small thing can I improve next time?" Even when feeling low, choose to focus on what you can do rather than what you can't. Ask yourself, what tiny thing could I do tomorrow that would make my life a little bit better? Set the bar extremely low. Call a friend, take a scenic route,
tackle one small area of clutter, and log it as a task. These small actions accumulate to create significant positive change.
Our perception of time changes relative to what we're doing. Though we can't make more time, we can increase its quality through presence. When fully engaged, we enter flow, a state where work takes on a life of its own, and we unlock our full potential. Time boxing facilitates this by quarantining activities to allotted slots, adding structure and urgency to tasks we tend to procrastinate. Since attention drains throughout the day, tackle challenging tasks first. Procrastination often signals the most important task awaiting completion. The Romans had a phrase, memento mori, remember death. Embracing impermanence enriches our time. Like knowing you'll enjoy your favorite food only a finite number of times makes each experience precious, remembering mortality makes us more present, empathetic, and grateful. Perfectionism hinders growth. The Japanese concept of wabi-sabi offers an alternative, celebrating imperfection and uniqueness as sources of beauty. By embracing imperfections, we focus on continual improvement rather than unattainable standards or superiority over others. This extends to bullet journal design. Despite elaborate illustrations you might see online, prioritize function over form. As Dieter Rahm said, less but better. Your collections should be tools that help you progress, not obstacles. The system doesn't need to be perfect to be valuable. It's a tool for living, not a museum piece. Like in The Wizard of Oz, where characters discover they already possessed the qualities they sought, the bullet journal reveals we already have the power to change our lives. We chase productivity apps and self-help programs, convinced the next tool will solve our problems, when the solution has been within us all along. In a world constantly telling us we need more, more apps, more productivity hacks, more efficiency, the bullet journal offers a radical alternative. Perhaps what we really need is less. Less distraction, less complexity, less pressure to achieve perfection. The true magic isn't in the system itself, but in what it reveals about us. Like a mirror reflecting our priorities, habits, and choices, it shows not just who we are, but who we might become. Each page documents our journey of struggles and triumphs, reminding us that the power to live intentionally has always been within our grasp. We just needed the right mirror to see it.